Hi, welcome back to IELTS with Rian, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about IELTS listening. And I'm sorry, I already apologized, so you can't blame me. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I know that I haven't talked about IELTS listening before, and I know that you have been waiting for it, and I apologize for that. I used to think that IELTS listening was more kind of well-received if it was delivered through visual content, like videos or posts like that. But I realized that not a lot of people have time to watch videos and read posts. And in fact, a podcast episode would work very well, right? So you can listen to my podcast when you are having a bath, when you are cooking, or just when you are driving. You know, anytime when you are free. So I think that it is high time I had something for IELTS listening, and that's why I apologize for not having it any earlier. But now I am making up for my mistake, so please stay with me. Practicing for the IELTS listening is a bit daunting when the idea of multitasking is just too scary for all of us. I don't think the problem is that we don't understand what the speaker is saying. The problem is, even when we understand, we can't answer the questions because we have to listen, read the questions, and answer them at the same time. But I just want to remind you to think about the IELTS exam as any of the exams that you have had before, and then you will realize that you will need just a certain period of practicing before you can confidently take the exam. You just need practicing. So that is why in this episode I'm going to talk about how to practice for the IELTS exam, and I mean for the IELTS listening exam. And before we start, I think that it's also worth noting that you are dealing with an exam that includes different kinds of questions, which require different methods of practicing, obviously. So we will go one by one, and then based on your weaknesses and your strengths, you can practice accordingly. So stay with me. Type number one includes questions that require precise details from the recordings. And one of the most popular types is fill in the gaps. This kind of question requires you to catch precise words from the recordings to fill in the gaps with correct spelling. And this is a kind reminder for you that this is not a grammar exam, so you don't have to think so much. You don't have to worry. Just put down the exact words that you hear from the recordings. No changes needed. There's another kind, similar, but requires a little more of thinking. That is flowcharts. In order to answer the questions, you have to listen to catch the words, and then you have to choose a similar word from the given words, like the list of given words in the questions. Filling the gaps and flowcharts require a good number of details, so if you are struggling with these kinds, you need to practice catching details. And here is how you're going to do it. Pick a video or a recording of any topic that you like and practice dictation. All you need to do is listen for a few seconds or as much as you can remember and write down exact words that you can hear. The more words you can write down, the better. And then you have to also pay attention to singular and plural forms of the words as well as spelling. It is not necessary to practice with a long video. It can just be like 2 or 3 minutes. If it becomes too boring, take a break and come back later. Or you can even change the video and the recording because, you know, sometimes it gets really, really boring. So in the beginning, you might find yourself struggling a little bit, but the more you get used to it, the better. And you will see the results in a very short period of time. The second type includes multiple choice questions, MCQs, maps, and choosing correct match. These kinds of questions require you to listen to the whole thing in order to get the correct answers. In IELTS, I think it is very popular and is also very confusing and very scary that The first piece of information that you hear isn't the correct answer. It's not the correct answer. I mean, like, I would say 99% of the time is not the correct answer. So if we just fall for it, it is wrong. And it is just a distraction, or in other words, a trap. And if you are not aware of that, it is very likely that you wouldn't get any correct answer. To master these kinds of questions, you need to increase reading speed. Read and understand. The faster you can read and understand the questions, the better, and higher chance you get correct answers. But I do not think that it's that easy. In the beginning, you might be very confused, and this is how you're gonna practice for it. Again, take a video or a recording of any topic that you like and practice summarizing. You can pause every 1 to 2 minutes to summarize, or you can let it play continuously and summarize at the same time, whichever way fits you the most. It shouldn't be elongated and grammatically correct sentences, because it's gonna take a lot of time to summarize, or it's gonna take a lot of time to write down everything. It can be bullet points or just a few keywords. Again, you do not have to pick a long video or a long recording. A short one, like 2 to 3 minutes, should be sufficient. If you are consistent in your practice, you will see the best results in no time. And I also have a pro tip for you. In IELTS listening, you can also do summarizing when answering MCQs, maps, and choosing the correct match. In conclusion, when it comes to IELTS, practice makes a huge difference. Make sure you are well prepared before booking the exam, and you do not want to waste your time and money, right? And if you need my help, don't hesitate to reach out. I have a lot of options for you. I have group classes, I have one-on-one lessons, I have mock tests, and I can test your level for free. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok also. For now, have fun learning, and I will see you in other episodes. Bye-bye! See you!